Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time, $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he is coming to you live from New York City. And at this moment, live from Miami, Florida, the Denver Nuggets, they're about to take Game 3 of the NBA Finals from the Miami Heat. Jamal Murray is at the free throw line right now. There's a minute left in this game. And Denver currently leads 107-94. For some, and I guess there's legitimate reason for it. But ABC just decided to show Ray Allen's shot when, you know, Ray Allen against the Spurs and all the Heat fans left and they were trying to get back in. Like, they just showed that shot. And I'm saying to myself, there's not that shot this year. The fans have already left the building. There's a couple of them standing around. The biggest hope for the Miami Heat right now is that Duncan Robinson can launch up a three that becomes a four-point play. And the answer is no. The Miami Heat are basically conceding the game at this point, and it's all just a formality. Nikola Jokic can sit around laughing on the bench. He laughed as much as you think he would laugh. DJ Khaled claps his hands for no reason. Udonis Haslam is in the game. And then he says, no, I don't need to be in the game. You check in. Oh, no, he's inbounding the ball. Yeah, you know you lost when Udonis Haslam is getting some play. He is now the oldest player in NBA Finals history at the age of 42 years old. And so now it's just a free throw fest. And if you want to take a look at someone who is also making history, as Denver sends in its hey, Shep, what do you call these guys Denver sending in? What do you call them?
Cast-offs?
Yeah, Denver sending – I don't even know who this guy is standing next to Haslam. Just some guy.
Oh, I have no – no, I have no idea. I mean, I know DeAndre Jordan never plays. I know
DeAndre Jordan's
I don't see those guys on the court.
DeAndre Jordan's in the game?
No, but I mean, he's one of the Nuggets I know who never plays.
Oh, yeah. DeAndre doesn't even play. He's not even on the floor for the last 30 seconds of the game. He's not even
there.
Yep, it's over. Let's see what Miami Heat no-name player takes a shot. They got a guy on the floor. I've never seen him in my life. He's in the NBA Finals. Haslam has the ball. He shoots. And he misses. Now, come on, stop shooting the ball. Okay, we're done. Okay, folks, here it is. Game 3, it is a wrap. It is done. The final score, 109-94. The Denver Nuggets have taken a 2-1 series lead in Miami. At the end of this game, there was really no chance. No chance at all for the Miami Heat. It took them about 6 minutes to even get a score up on the board coming out of halftime. At halftime, Denver led 53-48. They quickly extended the lead right out of the gate coming out of halftime to about what, 59, 58, 48, and there was no competition from there. Nikola Jokic had an absolutely amazing game. It really doesn't matter who the hell got the MVP award. Don't matter. Joel Embiid is sitting at home somewhere licking his wounds. Listen to this stat line from Nikola Jokic. 32 points, 21 rebounds, and 10 assists. Not bad for a guy who can't jump. The Miami Heat can do all the talking that they want about how they're not going to quit, how they're not going to give up. They look demoralized. Looking at Bam Adebayo walk to the locker room, he looks miserable. Nikola Jokic is the first player in NBA Finals history with 30 points, 20 rebounds, and 10 assists. Bam Adebayo, the miserable man, 22 points and 17 rebounds. Not shabby for a guy in the finals, right? Hey, Jimmy Butler, his best game of the finals so far, 28 points. They didn't get too much help from anybody else. Gabe Vincent, 7 points. Max Strus, 3 points. Duncan Robinson, 9. Caleb Martin, 10. Tyler Hero was on the bench in a bucket hat. Nuggets are the better team, folks. I'm sorry. You got Christian Braun, or Brown, excuse me, from the Denver Nuggets, who comes off the bench and gives you 15. Jamal Murray had 34 points. This was abuse. And a matter of fact, let's go to the fourth quarter where Murray and Jokic just continued to dominate. And tonight, the Denver Nuggets are the first teammates in NBA history, regular season and playoffs, with 30-point triple doubles each. Listen to this stat line. Jamal Murray, not only the 34 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. This is Jamal Murray knocking down a pull-up J to extend the lead to 84-70.
Bruce Brown looks in. Shot clock reset to 14. Inbound goes to Jamal Murray. Murray brings it off. He puts it on the floor. High post jumper. Good. 84-70 Denver.
Well, that was Jamal Murray. What about the other dude with a triple-double? This is what he does. Nikola Jokic with a floater.
That'll be Denver basketball underneath with 19 seconds on the shot clock. Extended minutes here for Christian Brown, the rookie out of Kansas. Inbound goes to Christian. Christian brings it back out over the point, goes to the left hand, hands it off to Joker. Little floater's good. 86-70.
Oh, you heard Christian Brown. He had a layup himself to extend the lead. He made it 90-72.
Jamal Murray has it up the left sideline. He's guarded by Caleb Martin. He gets a pick from Nikola Jokic. They switch the pick and roll. They jump Murray. Down low to Christian. Layup is up and in, and a foul as well. The rookie coming to play in the fourth quarter tonight for Denver.
You know what? He can just score easy layups, but Christian Brown is also strong. He went to the bucket and got an and one, pushing the lead to 21.
Gabe Vincent has it. He goes baseline, leans in on Jokic. Layup won't go. Tip won't go. Rebound down to Bruce Brown, and Denver's on the move again. Here comes Christian. Christian runs into Butler, shoots over him, and he got it to go.
And that was a foul, too. He went right into Jimmy Buckets. Bam, bam, Buckets.
Oh, he's strong, huh? Going against Jimmy Butler. He's strong. I know who else is strong. He doesn't look like it. Nikola Jokic. I told you, Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, the first teammates in NBA history to walk away or walk out of a game with a triple-double. This is Jokic getting Murray the ball for a score.
Over halfway home now in the fourth quarter. Jokic hands it off over to Jamal Murray. Takes a long two. Jumpers up and in. 95-79 Denver.
Yeah, let's just listen Nikola Jokic score this time.
Bounce pass top of the key over to Nikola Jokic. Jokic back over to Murray. Murray goes to the right hand, gets a pick from Nikola. Stops, throws it back to Joker. Head fake on the jumper. Drives in on Adebayo, shoots over him. Jumper's good! Denver leads it by 16 with 3.5 to go in game number 3.
Okay, I told you all them fans of Miami, they were leaving early. They knew it was done. They know they were cooked. They know they were finished. What are you sticking around for? Your team is losing. They left. Everything that you just heard was courtesy of the Nuggets Radio Network. Now let's listen to the final call.
Jovic back over to Yurtsev. That one's on the way. That one misses. Rebound down to Jamal Murray. And that is a triple-double for Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic in the same game. And there's the horn. Denver takes game 3 in Miami. The home court advantage goes back to the Nuggets. The final tonight, 109-94.
Jovic played for Miami. Wow. Big deal. This was nuts. I told you about Nikola Jokic and his rebounding numbers. Just astounding. The Denver Nuggets out-rebounded the Heat 58-33. I told you Jokic had 21, but as a team, 58 rebounds to 33. What? What? Hey, Shep, I'm starting to feel away, man. I want to get this. Can we get this series over with?
Well, how many times has the Heat been counted out this postseason? I understand that they got walloped in the first three quarters. They showed some life in the fourth. Don't they deserve some credit for that as well?
No.
No, got it.
No. For three games here, the Miami Heat have been battered going into the fourth quarter. Now, for the past two games, they've been able to stick a little closer. For the last game, they were able to ultimately win the game. Tonight, that wasn't the case. And so when you look at this is and typically you can see right out of the gate, if you watch enough games, if you go to enough NBA games, if you look at the tempo from the get-go, who's in control of the game? You can really see from the get-go who's in command of the game, and who is playing catch-up? I have not looked at the Miami Heat at any point here in this series and gone, well, damn, they're in control, and the Denver Nuggets are trying to keep up. It's the opposite. The Denver Nuggets have been in control for the majority of the series, and the Miami Heat have tried to play catch-up. I don't know how many times they can just play from behind and try to overcome it and come out on top. It worked last time. It worked in game 2. Didn't work tonight. They ran out of time in game 1. And so, I mean, by the time we get to game 4, can Denver just do us a favor? Can the Denver Nuggets save us some time? Can the Denver Nuggets just go up 3-1? So we can ultimately put a stamp on this series. I'm sorry. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm thinking right now. My apologies to everybody in Miami. But I also know this. Everybody in Miami, they're not calling up. They don't want to listen to the radio. They don't want to watch television. And yes, it's only a 2-1 series lead. Shep, where's the guy calls from Miami? Where's Ralph. He at right now?
Yeah, well, Ralph will put a spin on it. He'll first ask you how you're doing.
Is he here? He's not here, is he?
He's not on the line right now. Look,
okay.
I will say this, is nobody had the Heat playing the way they did in Game 7 in the Eastern Conference Final. If there is, and I'm not just saying this because we all want more basketball.
Right.
If there is a team that is going to bounce back and not repeat the same mistakes as they did in Game 3, it is going to be Miami. And you and I both know, they won 3 games in Boston. They can't win 2 in Denver?
This is a better team, bro.
It's a better coach team? Yeah, I get that.
By the way, the Miami Heat, they have lost 3 straight home games. And so Game 4 will be on Friday. It'll be in Miami. We got game 5 on Monday. Denver will have an opportunity to close things out at home on Monday night I am personally hoping that's the case. I'm always looking for more basketball. But realistically speaking, do I think we get in a seven-game series? No. I thought that they might max out at six. And so, look, if the Miami Heat picks up another game, then good on them. I am just not all that optimistic. You know, I told you about Nikola Jokic. At the end of the game, I actually saw him smile. Nikola Jokic was walking and sitting on the bench. And, man, I'd be smiling, too, if I had, 32 points, 21 rebounds, and 10 assists. I'd be smiling, too, if my name was in the category of a Kareem, of Wilt Chamberlain. Why not? 855-212-4CBS. Before we get to the calls, Nikola Jokic, after the game, he just spoke to Lisa Salters on ABC. Listen.
Nikola, you guys pulled away in the third quarter, but Coach has been on you guys about the fourth quarters of these games. What was different about this fourth quarter?
I mean, we were just, I think, more locked in, more focused, you know. At the end, we had little miscommunication, but I think in the global, communication was on the high point today, and I think that's why we won the game.
You are the first person in NBA history to have a 30-20-10 NBA Finals game. What does that mean to you?
I mean, to be honest, not much.
I figured you were going to say that.
But, so I'm just glad that we won a game. It was a big one for us just because they won in our arena, so we just didn't want to go down 2-1.
Jamal really got you guys going early. What did you appreciate about his game tonight?
Yes, he's playing the whole playoffs. He's playing phenomenal. He get going, guys. He's shooting the ball really well. He's a really good leader out there, and we're just following him.
And Christian Brown, his impact.
Yes, I always talk about him as a champion, as a winner. He's always making a winning play. Whatever he's doing aggressive. And I think he has a future in this league.
This game was nuts. Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic, the first teammates in NBA history. It doesn't matter if it was the regular season or the playoffs, to each record a 30-point triple-double in the same game. They're also the first teammates to each have 30 points and 10 assists in the same game since Clyde Drexler and Terry Porter back in 1992. Jokic makes no sense, none at all. So the Denver Nuggets, they come out on top. The final score, 109, Miami 94. Denver takes a 2-1 series lead here in the finals. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We will hear from the players as they sit down at the podium. We'll make sure to share that audio with you in addition to the coaches. I'm going to talk to you on the other side of the break. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Is Miami coming back from this too? Is Miami still going to turn things around? Are they the can't quit crew? I said I'd give them two games max. I think they're going to go down, finally. I'll get to your calls on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing, man? I'm a big fan. I like what you do, man. I enjoy your show. You be on point, brother. You doing the same, man. Just wanted to commend you about that.
Hey, John, I love your show, man. I really appreciate what you're doing. You like the Webster of sports.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
The Denver Nuggets have taken a 2-1 series lead here in the NBA Finals. The Nuggets win tonight in Miami against the Heat 104-94. For the Miami Heat, this is their third straight home loss. And for the Denver Nuggets, this is their fourth straight road win, obviously here in the NBA playoffs. And also tonight, Both Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, they become the first teammates in NBA history, whether the regular season or postseason, to go out there and have 30-point triple-doubles. Jokic stat line, insane. This is the NBA Finals, folks. 32 points, 21 rebounds, and 10 assists. Jamal Murray, 34 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. Jimmy Butler has the best game of the series so far, his best game of the series so far. He ends up with 28, and Bam Adebayo gives you 22 points and 17 rebounds, unfortunately for the Miami Heat, in a losing effort. You know, everybody always talks about what the role players will and can do at home. They're supposed to be better. Yeah, well, they should be better. Gabe Vincent had 7 points. Max Strus was 1 of 7 from the field. He had 3. Duncan Robinson, sure, he had 9 points, 3 of 6. And so at this point, I'm sure Tyler Hero is just like, come on, y'all. Y'all know I shoot. I can go out there and do better than that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Flute is calling from D.C. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're keeping it real interesting, man, with your analysis of the game, man. You know, I as soon as the game go off, I turn and talk to you and listen to you know how you bring it. But one thing I'm noticing in the NBA final, and I hope the fans are seeing that, it's more team-oriented. And, you know, it makes it more pleasing to look at, man, instead of just one guy getting isolated. And the thing is, this kid, Murray, I remember when he was dropping 50 points in the playoffs against Donovan Mitchell. Now, that was about 3 or 4 years ago, and the NBA seemed to have overlooked this kid, man. This guy, he just had to bounce back from his injuries. But he'd been doing it for last 3 or 4 years, and it's like they just market the same guys over and over and over. They want them to be good, and they go from team to team.
Yeah, I don't think it's marketing. I think part of it is what you just said. I think it comes down to his blown out ACL, where he missed an entire season. I mean, if they walk away with a championship, you can best expect for Jamal Murray to A, start making all-star teams, and B, start being treated like a king, which he already is, in Canada. So you got to win something first before you get the recognition. This is right. Jokic's team. But you hear Jokic, he says Jamal Murray is the guy. And that's this is what makes them great.
I mean, because he's been doing it, he's been doing it at a high level. Like you say, the injury kind of sidelined, you know, his, I guess, his progression. But you can see that kid was a baller, man. I think that was about 3 years ago when him and Donovan Mitchell was going back and forth with the 50 points. But one thing I do like about this, as far as the foreign players, I haven't seen this kind of combination. I really like Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili and the way that they approach the game. And I see that kind of approach with Nurkic and Murray and just their body language and the way they look. They have championships. Wow. Written in them, and I hope they get the first one because I think they'll have many more to come.
Well,
but that's where I'm at, JR, man. I'm going to sit back and listen to you, man, and I take your opinion very serious, man, because it seems like you know what you're talking about, and you're not just a guy of the minute. You know what I'm saying, man?
Well, listen, I hope so. Thank you, Flute. You be well. Yeah, I'm not just a guy for a minute. I provide many minutes. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, the head coach of the Denver Nuggets just spoke. His name is Mike Malone. And with Nikola Jokic waking up, rolling out of bed, and saying, hey, I got 32 points, 21 rebounds, and 10 assists, Mike Malone said, man, anything that guy does, I ain't surprised.
Nothing he does surprises me ever. This guy has shown time and time again that he's built for these moments. He thrives in these moments, the biggest stage. And he did that once again tonight.
The first player in NBA history with 30 points, 20 rebounds, and 10 assists in an NBA Finals game. Shaq didn't do that. Magic Johnson didn't do that. Jason Kidd didn't do that. Well, Chamberlain didn't do that. Bill Russell didn't do that. 30 points, 20 rebounds, 10 assists in a Finals game. Nikola Jokic is the first dude to do it. Chris is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
I think you might owe Mr. Jokic an apology because that second-to-last highlight you played when you're playing all the highlights, it said that the announcer said he took a jumper. I'm just kidding, being funny. I don't know if he can. I don't know if we can compare him to Wilt Chamberlain necessarily. And do
stop.
Pardon me?
No, I said stop.
Okay.
No one is comparing him to Wilt
Chamberlain. His box score.
What I am saying is he is in a category statistically as what he did tonight is something that not even Wilt did.
Right.
No one has done. I'm going to say it again. 30 points, 20 rebounds, and 10 assists. Regardless of what you think or what you feel or what you want to establish, which is something that I did not say, he is in a category with them. That's it.
With all the stats. I agree with that. I do agree with that. I thought that's what you might have.
So don't rebut a point that was never made.
Oh, I didn't mean to necessarily rebut it. I was trying to say that I'm not certain as the type of player. It was just they're just so different.
Nobody's ever said that.
Oh, okay. Well,
go ahead.
It does just that. Now, that did sound like you when you...
No, it didn't. It sounds like something you interpreted, Chris, but continue on.
Oh, no. Okay. And was when Wilt did play there, was there a rule maybe once way back in the NBA or could have been college? I could be mistaken.
No dunking?
No dunking?
Yeah, it was from Kareem. They got sick of him.
And then college, or did that go to... Was that professional
that was
as well?
That was in it originated in college, yes.
And so the pros did adopt it for a year or two or something, or no?
There was a block. I have to see what year it was.
I got you. Okay, I couldn't recall. That was at the beginning of my memory of it, and I barely saw Wilt play a little bit with the Lakers. And anyway, well, everything's good. Oh. And did I miss the Chris Paul stuff yet? Or I'm sorry, I just
we talked about Chris Paul and how the
Suns. I'm sorry, I'm just guessing. All right, well, thank you. Yeah, the games, the playoffs have been great. Thanks, JR.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Nikola Jokic isn't Will Chamberlain. Who said he was, man? Damn. Ugh. Hey, Shep, say something. I don't know.
He might be better though. Like, okay. Raw athleticism, maybe no one tops Wilt Chamberlain in the history of all professional sports, in the history of the existence of that. But, JR, Nikola Jokic will win an NBA championship this season. The way his game is implemented, you know it's not predicated on athleticism, and so it's not going to rapidly fall off. So he could be dominant for another 5 to 7 years. I mean dominant, not just playing in the NBA.
Yeah, you don't need the jump. Yeah.
Yeah, and we've talked about this multiple times. We know all their core is locked till at least 2025. We're talking 2 to 3 more championships. When it's all said and done, his legacy may very well supplant Will Chamberlain's. Not athletically. Not from a raw numbers perspective, but in terms of his legacy, JR, he could very much be one of the 2 or 3 greatest centers to ever live when it's all said and done.
Yeah, let's get there first.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'm just trying to think big picture. You said to say something, and I'm never going to let you down, JR.
Well, I appreciate that.
Of course, man.
I appreciate that. You got a call. Who do I just talk to?
Chris in Maryland, who apparently you just talked about Chris Paul, and I love Chris, but he's got to know better.
Chris Paul?
Oh, you talked to Chris in Maryland.
Okay.
And you just talked about Chris Paul literally 10 minutes ago. And I love Chris from Maryland. Right. And then Chris from Maryland goes, I don't know if you talked about Chris Paul or not. It's not as if you talked about Chris Paul at the top of the segment.
Do you think Chris from Maryland hits rewind on the free Odyssey app? No.
I think I don't know if Chris from Maryland knows what the Odyssey app is. And he should at this point.
Oh, no. You don't think Chris from Maryland has apps on his phone? His games?
I do not think he has apps on his phone, no.
He has the weather app, right? That's it?
Well, I hope so at this point. Everyone needs the weather app to what's going on the last 48 hours.
I think the weather app just populates. I think you get a phone and it's just, boom, you got the weather, I think. Anyway, thank you, Chris, for calling from Maryland, who wanted to just quickly point out that Nikola Jokic is not Will Chamberlain. I had no idea. I thought they were the same guy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side. Mike Malone also had some kind words for the other triple-double guy, Jamal Murray. We'll hear from Mike Malone. I'll get some more of your calls at the top of the hour. It's time for a new top six list.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First of all, one of the most well-rounded shows on sports talk radio. You have it. Don't change anything.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You heard the phone number, 855-212-4CBS. The Denver Nuggets, they beat the Miami Heat tonight. The final score, 109-94. Denver now leads the series 2-1. This all went down in Miami. Nikola Jokic doing something that has never been done before in the NBA Finals. 32 points, 10 assists to go along with 21 rebounds. Jamal Murray, not too shabby himself. 34 points, 10 assists, and 10 rebounds. It doesn't matter if it's a NBA regular season game or an NBA playoff game or a finals game. Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray are the first teammates in NBA history to record 30-point triple-doubles in the same damn game. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Gilbert is calling from Arizona. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Gilbert.
How are you, JR?
How are you?
I'm fine. On Messier, he motivates his teammates. And on wildfires, you put the mask on and put a little spray colloidal silver to benefit even more.
Okay.
And but my question is, Kevin Love, he played the first quarter, and they were leading. Miami Heat was leading, but
he's old.
Kevin Love should be involved.
Okay.
In every quarters, if possible.
Here's the thing, Gilbert.
I'm listening.
He's old and he can't move, and Jokic would be busting his ass too.
Hello?
Yeah. No, I said Kevin Love is old. Can you hear me? Uh-oh, he put me on mute. Uh-oh, I don't know. Uh-oh, that sucks for him. What I said would probably be offensive to him anyway. Sorry. Caesar is calling from Alice, Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Caesar.
How are you doing, JR?
I'm good.
That's good. Just a couple comments. I asked you a while back your top three of all time. You told me MJ, of course, number one. And then you told me, well, I'll get back to you next Wednesday and let you know the rest. I was still waiting for it, but I want to give you my top three and see what you think about it. MJ, Kobe, LeBron. And that about Wilt Chamberlain and the Joker, I really don't even think he's Tim Duncan.
Well, let's save some time here. Me personally, I think it's kind of wild to go here are your top three, because I think every era and generation is a little bit different.
Yeah, for fun. Yeah.
No, well, for fun for me it's kind of silly, but if it's fun for you, that's good.
I asked you about 3 weeks ago. That's why I was just calling back to.
Well, I don't think that's exactly what you asked me, because if you asked me, hey JR, if I told you come back next week and I give you a top three, that doesn't sound like something.
Yeah, no, you said how about this? I'll give you the rest on Wednesday. But anyway, Do you think
that's something different?
The Joker? No. Do you think the Joker's better than Tim Duncan? All the stats are nice and everything.
I think
but
he is a better. Oh my God! Can I answer?
A better what?
It was. If you stop talking, I answer. I think he is a better offensive player than Tim Duncan. I think he has more versatility in his game than Tim Duncan. I've never seen Tim Duncan, as much as I love Tim Duncan, and I watched his entire career from beginning to end. I don't ever recall seeing Tim Duncan body up a guy from the three-point line and hit a fadeaway over the league's best defender. I've never seen him do that.
We got five rings. We got five rings, buddy. We got five rings.
Let me ask you something.
Uh-huh.
Listen to me very carefully.
Okay.
Did you ask me about the talent of Tim Duncan as a player versus Jokic, or did you ask me who's more accomplished? Those would be two different things. You understand that, right?
Exactly.
No. It's not exactly. That's not the answer.
Yes.
No, you don't.
Yes.
What are you yesing?
Yes.
You're yesing what?
Did I ask? What?
Oh my God. Hey JR, do you think Jokic is better than Tim Duncan? Yeah, I think he's a better offensive player, but Tim Duncan has five rings. What is
Still gotta give him your top three, JR.
My top three what? He said I told him I didn't give him the rest.
He's been waiting for 3 weeks, so
he doesn't even know what he's been asking me. Anyway. Jokic sounds crazy to say so. Jokic is a more developed offensive player than Tim Duncan, okay? Am I going to run around waving a flag telling everybody that Jokic is a more accomplished player? Hell no. No. But let me tell you something. I think everything that I've ever seen Tim Duncan do from an offensive perspective, because Tim Duncan, there's no doubt about it, was a much better defensive player. But everything that I have seen Jokic do offensively, I have seen Tim Duncan do. Okay? Maybe sans post-game, but even then, you've seen Jokic down low. Jokic is better than Tim Duncan offensively. That might be a difficult pill to swallow. Maybe if Tim Duncan played later on, he'd be doing this stuff that Jokic is doing. But Sorry. That's just the facts. Brady is calling from Denver. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Enjoying your show a lot tonight. Hey, just left the Denver watch party out here. And
nice. You went to Ball Arena?
I was at Ball Arena. Great seats. It was awesome. 19,000 people cheering on the Nuggets. Watching the Miami crowd clear out with about 7 minutes left while we have 19,000 fans cheering it on. Pretty awesome. But hey, my point tonight, I guess, is, you know, Jokic has to put in the time to be considered, like, in the all-time great category. All this conversation is kind of silly, but his dominance for one season, it's up there with anybody at this point. You see what he's doing. It's awesome. I mean, 30, 20, 10. The other piece of this, Jamal Murray, that dude is the best second fiddle in the league right now. That guy is just unbelievable. Leader, hits killer shots, clutch shots. I take him over about 10 players in the league right now.
I think it's easy to say when he's out there getting triple doubles too. Thank you, Brady, for calling from Denver. A matter of fact, Mike Malone just talked about Jamal Murray. I want you to listen to what Mike Malone had to say about his other superstar.
I could tell, you know, speaking to him yesterday, being around in the last 48 hours, that he was putting a lot of game two on him, and it wasn't just him. It was me and every one of our players. It was collective. But that's what champions do. That's what warriors do. They battle back. And I just felt his presence all game long.
Well, he felt his presence all game long. He just had a triple-double. Most certainly you're going to feel his presence all game long. And you talk about game two, he had a poor one. Jamal Murray only gave you 18 points in that last game. And tonight he bounces back with a triple-double. Not too shabby. Greg is calling from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive. Hey, that was a great comeback with that gentleman about Duncan and five rings. Wow. Answer the question, young man. Answer the question. I got to give a little props to Shep about Chamberlain and legacy and stuff. We're going in the right direction with that, but we can't say we can't be too premature. But it's just amazing, JR. And everybody remember Agents of Inclusion? Fantastic podcast today.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, my friend. Very welcome. You look at the Joker, and you just, like you said, that fadeaway when he was going over
Davis.
Oh, my God. I can still see it. Right. I lost my voice. Sorry about that. I can still see him. You're thinking, no way can he do this. Over that arm span and that reach, and it goes right in, and you're going, no, he's the only person that could have done that. And it was just, and it's just amazing. And real quick, what we saw the second game, we saw Miami play their best game where Denver played mediocre. You're right. It's over in six, two games okay. to Miami if they're lucky. But, you know, it showed you what they did today is Denver is something special. And real quick, I know you might want me to do this, but your list tonight, I'm hoping you put Tiger in there.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Love you, and everyone go for your dreams. And remember, Agents of Inclusion, it is the best.
Well, thank you, Greg. Appreciate you for, you know, telling everybody about the podcast from Michigan. Yes, Agents of Inclusion. If you're not sick of me here on CBS Sports Radio, if you need more JR, check out Agents of Inclusion, a collaboration between myself, Special Olympics, and Odyssey, telling some of these amazing stories. Today we went up to Massachusetts and spoke to my man James, who was in the movie with Woody Harrelson, Champions. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Anyway, look, it is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. What we are going to do is take a break. And on the other side, we're going to continue to talk about the Miami Heat and the Nuggets. I'm going to get some more of your calls. And then, yes, I'm going to give you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at some of the most injury-prone athletes ever. And so we have a lot to do. NBA Finals, the Heat, the Nuggets, a top six list, and then your calls. Third straight home loss for the Miami Heat. They started the postseason at home 6-0. Well, I think right now they ran into the best team in the NBA. And I think they're going to have a championship and a trophy to show for it sooner than later. We're going to hear from Eric Spoelstra on the other side. I'll get to your calls as well, plus a top six list. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. You better not move here on CBS Sports Radio. Tim Duncan has 5 rings. Okay, great, nice.
Prepare for a righteous reckoning in the new season of the HBO original series, The Righteous Gemstones. When the spoiled gemstone children finally get their wish to take control of the church, they discover leadership is harder than they imagined and that their extravagant lifestyle comes with a heavy price. Starring Danny McBride, John Goodman, Edie Patterson, and Adam Devine, watch the all-new season of The Righteous Gemstones, streaming June 18th on Max. Subscription required. Visit max.com for details.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.